He is God not of the dead, but of the living. This simple phrase uttered by our Lord in response to those who were trying to trap him, to confuse him, to force him into a situation where he would contradict himself by proclaiming something other than what he had just needed to defend in the name of the resurrection of the body. Yet we can always be guaranteed it is impossible to trick or trap our Lord. And it culminates in him taking this one step further, not only in contradicting them by pointing out their faulty logic, but then by raising the stakes, by reminding them of the identity of God, a God of the living. There is a difference between living and being alive. That difference is hard to see these days. We seem to have equated being alive with living. We have exalted more than anything else being alive. But our Lord calls forth from us something more than having a heartbeat. He asks us, as we hear in the first reading, to give witness to the truth, to be bold proclaimers of the gospel. In such confusing times, on so many fronts in which we find ourselves now, we may be overwhelmed in trying to understand what that even looks like. What does it mean to give witness to the truth when one on a day-to-day basis is so preoccupied by just staying alive? The truth is that we live for a life beyond this life. And we must never lose sight of that fact. This life is to prepare us for eternal life. This is the fundamental truth for which our Lord came to live and to die, to reveal to us a life that would never end. A life that first must be believed in, then must be desired, and then must be sought. In our participation today at the Lord's holy altar, as we witness the sacrifice of his life in order that we may live, let us ask him for the grace to remember that for which we live, which is the gift and the promise of one day remaining with him forever in heaven. And let us be bold proclaimers of that truth to all whom we encounter.